Heather Gorringe, Wiggly Wigglers, MD.
Why did you think that podcasting would be a good move for your business?
I was a frustrated person who really wanted a radio show. The reason was that I felt that our products weren't easily explicable. You know, you don't wake up in the morning and think, oh, I must have a worm composter. And I felt that they needed explanation. And so I thought that radio would be a brilliant way of doing this, because then you get to speak to people while they can actually do something else, like drive the car or whatever else it is. So that's what I wanted. And when I saw podcasting come up on iTunes and the chance to make my own radio show without license fees, with global appeal that people could choose to listen to, it was irresistible to give it a try. But as far as business went, I wasn't sure that it would ever pay.
If you search podcast on Google, you come up in the top 30 entries or so, which means that you're quite a successful podcast. And I'd like to know what you think is that special quality that's made it so popular.
I didn't know that. I think that the reason that it's popular is, first of all, we've stuck at it. So we've done a show most weeks since 2005. We're on a break at the moment, but it will be back at the end of April. And I think it is because it's genuinely people sharing their enthusiasm for gardening, farming, nature, and not being afraid to be controversial. So we do things that the BBC just couldn't do. We put our views across, and people engage with those views because they are genuine. And I think that's part of the appeal. And it's really important that we've got a couple of us on the show and you're not just talking one person out to the world, I think, is one of the important things.
And do you have any idea how big your listenership is?
Not really, but I was just looking this morning at the emails that we're getting in a day because we're on a break. And currently we're getting between 3 and 6 emails saying, where are you? When are you coming back? I know we've got thousands of listeners because when I went over to California, I met quite a lot of listeners who tune into the show over there. But it's difficult to measure. People consider themselves listeners because they get engaged so much, but it doesn't mean they listen to every single podcast. On the other hand, we have many listeners who tell us they've been back to number one and have actually gone through the whole content of our show since 2005. So I'm not sure, and it's not important to me in the sense that the podcast is partly about adding value to our business. Partly it's a legacy for me. I'm proud of the podcast, and it's pretty inexpensive to make. And the conversations for the team are worth having, let alone sharing those with the world. So it's an easy sell now we've got established.
And do you think it's helped your business commercially?
Hugely helped our business commercially. In different ways. So, for example, we were on in the San Francisco Chronicle within 10 weeks of starting our podcast, on the front section of the gardening pages. How could we possibly get there from a village that has 63 inhabitants based in the middle of nowhere? Often people will say to me at events, I've asked you because of the podcast. I know what you're about because of the podcast. But also we get orders because of the podcast. We're doing our Mother's Day bouquets today, and I think there are probably over 10 that are from New Zealand, Australia, California, all sorts of places that you don't realize that people are living over there, but they still have relatives and friends inside the UK that they send products too. So those bouquets will go to people in the UK but have been ordered from all around the world. It's an easy one to see. For the investment, it's an easy payback. And the thing I hadn't appreciated was the longevity of the podcast. So usually with social media, like say Twitter or Facebook, you put a post up and it's very timely, so perhaps in 24 hours, you know, the value of that post is probably really diminished and possibly gone. The podcast, I'm fairly sure that around 40 people today will download the first show we ever made. And you don't realise how fantastic it is for longevity.
Do you think something like a video diary could have been more successful, or do you really like the podcast?
I don't think that a video diary would work for me because, first of all, it would probably be too intensive for me to keep up. Podcasting is very, very easy to do. And secondly, I really like the fact that people can do other things while they're listening to the show. So lots of our listeners are on the tube, they are riding a push bike, they're at the gym, they're driving a car. And I like that particular method. It seems to me very polite that you can do other things. And also the show can last longer. You know, a video log or that sort of thing probably would need to be under 5 minutes. And we want a good old chat.
And finally, where do you see the Wiggly podcast in 5 years' time?
No idea. And that's the beauty of it. You know, we don't have some amazing business plan for the podcast. We can take the podcast wherever it needs to go, and it has a sort of life of its own. Listeners help develop it and put suggestions in. So I really have no idea where it will go.